This is Kent Lindquist. We're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz after the news at the top of the hour. And we concluded the first hour with just a little taste of the Count Basie Big Band. We had to do a board fade to make time for the news. So that piqued my taste for a little bit more of the Count Basie Big Band. So this is from a Verve album cut back in 1956. It's kind of ironic. It was produced by the owner of Verve Records, Norman Granz, and he had kind of a pixie-like way of titling some of his CDs, because this is called Basie in London, Basie and his Orchestra, and was found out later was really cut in Sweden. So this is a live concert version of a Neil Hefti composition that became a standard in the Basie book called Plymouth Rock. Thank you. listening to the Count Basie Orchestra live in concert in September 56. That was cut in Sweden. And for some strange reason, the producer and owner of Verve Records, Norman Granz, chose to entitle the album Basie in London. Why? I'll never know. Okay, now we're going to turn now to something from the classic independent jazz label, the Prestige label, put together by Bob Weinstock back in the late 40s. And that label was produced innumerable mainstream bop albums through the 50s and 60s. And one of his major artists for the Prestige label was tenor sax man Dexter Gordon, Long Tonk Dexter. And this is from his album More Power, and backed up by Barry Harris on piano, Buster Williams on bass. We've got Tootie Heath back on drums. We heard him in the first hour, and this is a Gordon composition called Fried Bananas. Thank you. Fine tenor sax work there by Long Tall Dexter Gordon from his prestige album More Power. That was a Dexter Gordon composition called Fried Bananas. Some fine piano work there by Barry Harris. Now we're going to turn back into the archives of the Prestige record label. And we're going to do something by that multi-talented reed man, Roland Kirk, from his prestige album Kirk's Works. It includes Jack McDuff on organ, Art Taylor on drums, Joe Benjamin on bass. This is a Roland Kirk composition dedicated to Dizzy Gillespie called Three for Dizzy. And you'll hear Roland on tenor sax, and he plays some exotic other reed instruments along the sax line called a manzella and a stritch. And I think in there, Roland Kirk every once in a while likes to punctuate his tune with a sound of a siren. So somewhere in this song, I think you're going to hear a siren go off. So listen carefully.
Thank you.
tenor sax man Roland Kirk from his prestige album Kirk's Works, cut back in July of 61, doing a Roland Kirk composition, Three for Dizzy, with Jack McDuff on organ, backing him up, and also doing a little solo work. It was a great prestige album cut at that time. Well, we're going to now turn to something by George Shearing. Now, in the late 40s, early 50s, he put together a quintet that had a certain special sound. It was always a piano, of course, George on piano, vibes, guitar, drums, and bass, and it was the Shearing sound. And he kept with that sound for about 20 years, and then he says, all of a sudden, he said it felt like he was playing on automatic. And so he had to go to another direction, and he did a lot of duo and trio work. And then a few years ago, somebody said, George, you better revive that Shearing sound and at least do one more album with that famous Shearing sound. So he did an album on the Telarc label called That Shearing Sound, the new George Shearing Quintet, with the same instrumentation. And at this time, he had Steve Nelson on vibes, and Dennis Mackerel on drums, and Neil Swainson on bass, and Lewis Stewart on guitar. And this is a song that he had a great hit with back in the mid-50s, and he reprised it here on this Telarc CD, I think it was in the mid-90s. Let's listen to him do the composition by Lane and Lesser called I Hear Music. Thank you. just been listening to the George Shearing Quintet with that famous George Shearing sound that was reprised by a Teller album he did, I think, around 96, doing I Hear Music with some great vibe work there by Steve Nelson. Okay, now we're going to turn to guitar man Grant Green from his Blue Note album called Gooden's Corner, backed up by Sonny Clark on piano, Louis Hayes on drums, Sam Jones on bass, and this is a swinging version of Bronislaw Kaper's classic composition, which was a theme from a movie by the same name called Green Dolphin Street. Thank you. It was a board fade in a recording studio. It wasn't done by us. It was a composition done by that great guitarist, Grant Green, from his Blue Note album cut in 1961, called on Green Dolphin Street, and some very, very tasty piano work there by Sonny Clark. Now we're going to turn to a tenor tandem, Charlie Rouse and Paul Quinichet on tenor sax as the front line from their Bethlehem album, The Chase Is On. And they're backed up by Hank Jones on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Ed Thigpen on drums, Wendell Marshall on bass. This is a composition called You're Cheating Yourself.
Thank you.
That was the tenor tandem of Paul Quinochet and Charlie Rouse from their Bethlehem album called The Chase Is On. That was called You're Cheating Yourself. Some fine rhythm work there by Freddie Green on guitar and Ed Thigpen on drums. Now we're going to turn from those two great tenor men to another tenor man, David Fathead Newman, from his album called Resurgence. And this group includes Margus Belgrave on trumpet or flugelhorn, Ted Dunbar on guitar, Cedar Walton on piano, Buster Williams on bass, Louis Hayes on drums. This is a classic composition written by Cedar Walton called To the Holy Land.
Thank you.
The tenor sax sounds of Fathead Newman, leading up a little group that he had on a album he cut called Resurgence. Some fine tenor work there by Marcus Belgrave, Cedar Walton on piano, Ted Dunbar on guitar. That was Cedar Walton's classic composition, To the Holy Land. Well, we're going to have to close out the second hour here of The Feeling of Jazz. We're running out of time. We have time for one more track. We hope you'll come back and listen to us again next week. We'll have a nice two sets of fine modern mainstream jazz ready for you. So till next week, we're going to do East of the Sun on the Delmark label, which is out of Chicago, with Lynn Halliday on trumpet. Iris Sullivan is shown as playing tenor sax, trumpet, and flute on this particular track. I think he does some flute work here. This is also has Judy Christian on piano, Dennis Carroll on bass, George Flutis on drums. Let's listen to East of the Sun. Thank you.